الحمد لله رب العالمين، لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو أعلى كل شيء قدير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك نبي الدنيا هذه والسلام. الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and gathered us again for another Shalat of Jum'ah. For this is indeed a blessed day in the life of the believers, because this is that special day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has singled out and ordered the believers to leave aside all of their worldly pursuits and come together in a jama'ah, in a group setting, so that we may encourage one another to do what is right and discourage one another from doing what is wrong, and that we may be of help and assistance to one another. Amen. This afternoon I'd like to remind myself and share with you some thoughts, insights with you that Imam Misbah, my teacher and mentor, shared with us a study group a few weeks ago in relationship to Surat al-Asr. Studying Surat al-Asr, you know how when you get to the small surahs, we all have a tendency to read them and not ponder on them and try to consider the significance of every word in it and its relationship to us and our spiritual status. Because when we consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, and every word in it was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every word revealed to us, for us to give us some guidance, some knowledge, and help us. Every word. That means that every word is significant. Not only every word, but how they're put together and used. Because Arabic language is a complex language. So as we were studying and thinking, for the most of us, non-Arabs, and even a lot of Arabs who think they know Arabic, but really don't know classical Arabic. They speak Arabic, but don't know Quran. So beware, a lot of them are thinking and shaking that they really don't know. So now, when we consider this small, short surah is talking about time. We read a translation that says, by the sign of time, it passes through the ages. Surely man is in loss and has gone astray, except those who believe in Allah, in Allah. Show one another to truth and patience. That's the translation. Now, any person who studies Arabic can glean that and more from it. You really study. There's some key words in here, there's key concepts that are far-reaching beyond those few words of this small sermon. Time. Allah swearing by time. Now, it's interesting because the early Arabs, their concept of time was very negative. Their concept of time said that there's nothing but time, and only time can destroy us or help us. Which is the antithesis of time. Because time is a created thing. And time is relative. As an example, those of us who have children, you told your children, I'm going to take you to Magic Mountain on Sunday. What is their concept and perception of time? Like, every 20 minutes, oh, there they go. Is it Sunday yet? Is it time? So they make it heavy on your brain. Oh, be quiet, we're going to go. Their perception of time is not the same as yours. Their perception of time is not the same as yours. As an adult, we said, okay, today's Friday, and we're going to go on Sunday. And the younger they are, the more distorted it becomes. It's like this huge chunk. It's like 2 days is like a month or a year to a little kid when you tell them you're going to do something that's a lot of fun. Now, on the other hand, when you pack them up and you take them to Magic Mountain and you're walking around there all day and your feet are hurting, to us as an adult, it's like a month, a week. Can't wait till it's over. Because it's not that much fun. The older you get, the less fun it is. And I'm 59, and the last time I was at Magic Mountain, my wife and I found a coffee shop to sit in, got some coffee because our feet were hurting. But the children was like, this time is not enough. Carlos says, it's time to go. We've been here 8 hours. It's time to go. So the perception just in a parent to a child, totally different. Look at creatures. A human being lives, what, maybe 100 years. A fly lives 6 weeks. A tree might live 1,000 years. You see the difference in time. Time is different for different creatures. Further in this time, this concept that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word qasr. In most translations, they translate it lost. Dig deep into Arabic, a loss is qasr. Means we had a transaction and I lost $20. I lost $20 in this transaction. Qasr is not a single transaction in which you lose something. It's a total loss. Ponder that for a moment. It's a total loss. You lost every transaction. Every transaction that you made, you lost. You are losing. Is he swearing by God that every transaction that you make, you lost? What is this transaction that we're making every day? We call it the dunya. We call it this life. This life in which all human beings, every day, we have a transaction. In general, the transaction is, we work, we earn some money, and our goal is what? We amass some things, a house, a car, clothes, money in the bank, real estate, all whatever we amass. We're all amassing it. And, no matter what religion you are, almost every human being has the same goal. How much can we amass? But there's a problem in that equation that every human being knows. I'm going to die. Whether I live 100 years or whether I live 500 years, I'm going to die. And all that I have amassed will be inherited by somebody else. That's an interesting concept. It's a reality. So let's go back to closer again the truth. The truth of the matter is, it's all a loss. All the time that we spend on earth amassing whatever we collect, we've lost in every transaction. Every transaction, we're a loser. Not one loss, but a totality of a loss. That's something to think about. A total loss. Why is it a total loss? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He says, He has created men and jinn to worship Him. That's the purpose. And whenever we're engaged in any other purpose other than the worship of our Creator, we've lost. We've lost the transaction. We're a loser. Think about it on a nap with a rubber leaves the road every day. My struggle, your struggle, your work, after time. All of us have these newfangled contractions when it's time for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, your little prayer time comes off on your phone. You have one of those? Okay. I have one of those too. Prayer time goes off. Now what do we do? We still worship. Now let me get this little bit more chunk of work in than Abed Salah. Or whatever. Abed Salah, let's use the prayers, because the prayers are an interesting interval of the day or time. It marks, it's a demarcation in the Muslim's life every day of time. Wow, that time, every day, those five salams beckoning us. Stop what you're doing. Here's the test. Stop what you're doing and see if you'll do this. Because Allah says, that's why I created you. Not to amass stuff, but to do this, to worship. There's obviously more than one way to worship Allah. That's not just Allah. But this is a demarcation, a symbol in our lives of it as Muslims. And we struggle with it. Because the dunya is powerful. This life is powerful. So powerful, whether you're a Muslim who understands the concept of it, because you share the very nature of our belief in Allah and our knowledge of Islam, we have a different perception of things. We know it's true. That the life of this world is but plain amusement, and on our dying day, everything that we earned is worthless. All the material things that we earned in our whole life is worthless. Not even worth the dirt that's going to cover us up. We know this. Every day we struggle with the truth of that reality. So we have the time, we have the truth of that reality. We haven't got to the summer yet. So we struggle with that. Every human being who believes in God and the day of judgment struggle with that every day. Every human being. The reality of what we're doing every day and how busy we are, and knowing that we're going to die, and there's the day of judgment. This time we struggle with all the time is going to end in this phase of our existence. It's going to end. So much so of this covering up reality is that most of us, we haven't even bought us a grave. We know we're going to die. We haven't even done it. But we know it. It's coming. And just a reality. Even when you get older, prepare for it. That's a physical preparation. Spiritual preparation is the reality that every single day, every moment, this time, however we perceive it. As a Muslim, as a believer, with the knowledge that we have, we're struggling with it and we're losing every transaction. Unless we know the truth, we live by this truth, and in spite of all the people around us who say this is not the true reality. Because the dunya, the world around us, says they judge us by what? How much stuff we have. What kind of car we drive. What is our address. How much money we have. What is our status. What is your doctor. What is this or that. Our status. The whole, everybody around us. Muslims probably even more than everybody else. It's status symbol. So now, we know this. Time, relationship. We know the truth. And then the patience. It takes a lot of patience and perseverance, once you know it and understand it, to take the opposite direction of everybody else. Not to say that being wealthy and having money and being prosperous is a bad thing. Not at all. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He gives to whomsoever He wills in whatever measure that He wills. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give some of us a lot, and some of us a little, and some of us in between. But it is in that everyday struggle of our life, from waking time to sleeping time, that the believer must clearly understand what this phenomenon is and the significance of this time span, and how we must deal with it on a daily basis. How we must deal with it. Allah says in the Quran, the dhikr of Allah is the greatest thing in life that we can do. The remembrance, the constant, perpetual remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life that a creature can do. Greater than our house, greater than our car, greater than our children, greater than anything else. Why? Because of the very fact of the most basic fundamental truth that Allah said, He has created the human being for the purpose of worshiping Him. For the purpose of worshiping Him. So that instead of teaching our children, or in addition to teaching our children, that they should get a good education and excel and be the best, in addition to that, emphasizing teaching our children that the most important thing in life is our relationship with our Creator. The most important thing in the life and existence of a human being is his relationship with his Creator. There is nothing more important than that. His relationship. So that means every creature, every human being, because other creatures are different. Every human being has to take an assessment. And it's salats five times a day in the interval, so we don't go too far out there, that we stop and we take an assessment. What is my relationship with my Creator? Since I woke up in the morning to this doom of prayer right now. Okay, now, we get up here, it's doom of time. It's doom of time. We leave here, now ostracized. All right, now let me take an assessment again, a critique of myself and my relationship with my Creator. We stop doing this. We stop what I'm doing and take another assessment. A critique of myself and my relationship with my Lord. And every day, I try to do. That's what prayer is about. See, the Muslim world has taught us how to pray. Oh, everybody, oh, this is exactly how you do it. This way, not this way, but this process. But they haven't taught us the concept. The whole concept of prayer, even if you make mistakes, is to stop and take assessment of our relationship with our Creator, those intervals of the day, so that we don't go too far in prayer. We keep doing it every day. Five times a day, at least five times a day, and all in between, asking God for help, His guidance, His protection. Because we know and understand that this time frame that we're in, is going to end eventually. This time frame that we're in is going to end. That's all we'll have is the sum total of our relationship with our Lord. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, and in the end, you shall all be returned to me. And I will tell you the truth and the meaning of all that you have done. And none of mankind can tell you. Like the one who is an expert on everything that you thought and did. Think about that. Everything that we thought and fear. Ponder that one for a moment. Everything that we thought and did. Inshallah, we'll conclude that in the second part of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us and have his father before the release of that. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la shareeka lah. Wa alhamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata إلا بالله أعظمي أعظمي. Powerful words there. That is the foundation of everything that we're about. There is no God but Allah. He is one. Masjid, He's one. Al-Muk. Al-Muk. Who is Al-Muk? Beyond our comprehension of a king, the one who owns everything, not just on the earth, but everything in existence, the God that we believe in is the God of the stars, the galaxies, those things that we know of and we don't know of. And all of the praise belongs to that God of that concept that we have. Wa huwa ala. He's the most high. Kulli shay'in qadeer. And He has absolute power over everything. That's what we're talking about. So this time that we're looking at, powerful ayat. If you need the surah, the reference I'll give it to you, it says, has there not been a long period over mankind when he was nothing, not even a thing mentioned? Surely Allah created him and thought he mingled his birth. Look, when we were creators, but some liquid which we think is nasty created us from that and made us into what we are. In another surah, he sends the angels and the wolf ascend up to him in a time frame that to us is like 50,000 years of our counting. And no human being, even when you go farthest back, and we look and see how long did Adam live and Noah live, we know Noah preached for 950 years. 50,000 years of our counting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the day of judgment is as 1,000 years of our counting. Time frame. Beyond the realm of our comprehension. Before us, you look into in Baqarah, ayahs 30 to 33, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels and the one jinn, I'm about to create a khalifa, a successor on earth. And they said, will you indeed create one who will make mischief and shed blood while we do celebrate your praises and glorify your holy name? And Allah created Adam and put him on the earth. There were already creatures here. The earth was already in existence. The sun of this whole galaxy and the solar system was already in existence before we came into existence. So we're talking about time frames in the spectrum of time. The human being and his lifespan is like a blink of an eye. And we think all this stuff is so important. The clothes we wear, cars we drive, the house we live in, a bank account, all of that stuff begins so important. It's an illusion. It's truly an illusion. And we're tricked every day. We lose every single day when this is not in the conscious mind. Every transaction we lose. But on the other hand, when we remember our Lord in everything that we do, we become a winner. The believer becomes a winner in everything that he does. When you smile in someone's face to make it happy, to please your Lord, you become a winner. When you give in charity, no matter how small it is, you become a winner. When you say a kind word to another human being to please Allah, you become a winner. So you see, we can change our whole existence from being a complete loss to being a perpetual winner. Cartoon of kids watch SpongeBob, they say, "Loser!" They would be kids, "Loser!" We're all losers, except those who join together, who understand that truth, talk about that truth, promote that truth. The truth is that our whole existence is only about one thing: pleasing and praising our Lord, our Creator. That's all it's about. Everything else is superfluous. Everything else will fade away. The only thing that will last is our good deeds. Our talk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us. May God us all ever closer to His godly life. For Allah have mercy on all of our family members and all the Muslims. Save us all, Allah, from the fire of the hell and the agony of the grave. And from vanity, arrogance, enviousness, jealousy and selfishness among ourselves. O Allah, so orders that we may be grateful for the gifts and the blessings which you have bestowed upon us and our families, and that we may work righteousness that will please you, and admit us, O Lord, by your rahmah to the ranks of your righteous servants. And O Allah, please unite us and all of our family members in the religion of Islam, and let us all die as Muslims. Truly, O Lord, that is the great victory. Amen. As-salamu.